What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, once again, the absolutely corrupt divorce and family court system gets another ticket punched and another soul on the termination train to the underworld. Now, this article was published on the 24th of October. Husband offlined his wife with a quote-unquote cyanide-like substance at a Long Island home after divorce papers were served. Till death do we part, and he said, okay, that is going to happen. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A mother of three's face was left severely burned when her estranged husband gruesomely terminated her with a quote-unquote cyanide-like substance in her Long Island home days after he was served divorce papers, according to police. Alina Asif, a 46-year-old certified public accountant, was found unconscious and not breathing with severe burns on her face in her Herricks home on October 17th after her husband allegedly stalked her for days waiting for the chance to offline her, Nassau County police said at a press conference on Friday. Asif Qureshi, 53, was arrested later that day at a residence in Belrose, Queens, where he had been living, charged with terminating his wife, ABC7 reported, adding that she had served him divorce papers the week before. Asif, the female, had just got home from dropping off the 7-year-old daughter at school when Qureshi allegedly attacked her in the house when nobody else was home, police said. Her carcass was found hours later after the couple's eldest child, their 18-year-old daughter, called police for a welfare check after Asif did not pick the 7-year-old up from school. The medical examiner determined Asif died from asphyxiation by an unknown chemical police believed to be a cyanide-like substance, according to ABC7. On the 17th, we have him showing up, waiting for the right opportunity for his wife to drop the kids off at school, and then assaulting and offlining her. Nassau Police Detective Captain Stephen Fitzpatrick told reporters. Qureshi was served divorce papers at his Queens residence on October 9th. But refused to accept them and subsequently began showing up outside of Asif Herrick's home. She had previously asked him for a divorce in 2023, but they reconciled in 2024. But she filed for divorce again this year, Newsday reported. Qureshi, who was born in Pakistan, but is a U.S. citizen, I don't know why they felt to put that part in there, is charged with second-degree termination. However, prosecutors are pushing to have the charges upgraded to first-degree termination. A judge ordered him held without bail at a Friday hearing. Police had previously responded to 5 domestic incidents at the home involving Qureshi. 4 involving Asif and 1 involving their 18-year-old daughter. Most of the fights were about finances. But Qureshi once threatened to, quote unquote, make Asif swallow bleach. Fitzpatrick said, according to Newsday, no orders of protection were ever issued. The couple have 3 children who are staying with relatives. Well, well, well. Gentlemen, one of the biggest clues that you get from this article were the fights were about money. Sounds like the wife and daughter were spending way too much money. But as we all know, ultimately, what sealed her fate was the fact that she was going to go ahead and weaponize the system and declare war on him. Gentlemen, I've always said this, and I made a video long in the past when I first figured this out. A woman filing for divorce is, in fact, a declaration of war. And you got a lot of men out there, when that war is brought to them, you only can win a war in 2 ways. The complete surrender of the opposing army or the annihilation of the opposing army. So guess what? She was going to be the general of the opposing army. So guess what? He took her out. He followed through. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, he spun the block and nailed her in their own home. I'm going to give that a 15. Method of execution. Caustic chemical. They don't know exactly what it was, so I'm going to give that a 45. Because, of course, when you try to poison somebody, it's got to be up close and personal. Psychological impact. Nobody else but the 18-year-old found the kid, but when it went down, nobody else was there. I'm going to give that a 40. For the brutality factor, now this is going to be interesting. Chemical burns. That is not pleasant. I'm going to give that a 50. And for the uniqueness factor, we men typically don't use any sort of poison to take somebody out. Our means tend to be more violent and direct. You know, the problem-solving pistol, the hot butter knife of doom, the hands of hate. But yeah, man, we don't usually use poisons or anything like that. So I'm going to give this a uniqueness factor of 20. So Asif the assassin gets a score of 170. Let's go ahead and spin the block back to the main reason. This man said, yep, she's going to declare war on me using the state. So guess what? War it is. And we all know when that war comes, there is no, and I mean, there are no bets. All bets are off. But yeah, gentlemen, here we go. Once again, this woman more than likely thought, since she filed for divorce, oh, the system is going to protect me. Oh, no, 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 no. She got the reality check that a lot of women who think that the system is going to protect them during the course of a divorce gets. Nope. I'm going to be protected. No, no, you're not. Mm-mm. Once again, the police are nothing more than a reactionary force. They don't come until after something happens. And, of course, after she was offline and her carcass was found by her daughter, Then the police showed up. Oh, well. Oh, well. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who still believe that once you decide to use the system to declare war on your husband, that you're going to be protected by that same system, you better understand this. And you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power that, once again, the system believes that you have, or should I say, the system wants you to believe you have during said divorce, that always goes out. Feminism, the Duluth model, and believing that that man is going to just accept being absolutely destroyed by that system, i.e. the absolute corrupt divorce and family court system, yeah, that's going to go out right along with it. Because this man, by the way of the system, was painted into a corner. And we all know what happens when you put any animal into a corner. It's going to come out with lethal resolve. And it's not going to be coming to play. It's going to be coming to, you know what? Hey, offlining will happen. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.